80 Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an Oyster Roast and Par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks. Then tee it up under the lights with friends in our Par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster Roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm fantastic.
That's good. You're doing like double, triple duty. You're producing the overtime. No, overtime
yes.
with Ashby.
Yes, that's what she told me.
Yeah, overtime
yes,
with Ashby.
She did a good job.
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing. I thought she did.
Good.
I thought she did well. Yep. I thought she did well and covered a lot of different things. And I heard the Peter Woods interview at the end. I know that interview was supposed to be fun and light, and it was. But Peter Woods is a really unique person. I mean, he's not just a potentially great football player. He's also really intelligent, articulate. He's the whole package. He's introspective too. You can tell he's a guy who spends a lot of time thinking about things, you know, and yet emotional at the same time. You know, my first thought, again, I listened to the whole thing and I thought was nice, very good. But my first thought coming in here today, Ramona, is, there's a big game in Clemson because it's warming up. It's already warming up. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I drove to Clemson. It is already heating up in Clemson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I drove through Clemson, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all back, and they're all here, and they're all ready.
Oh, there's a big game in the real Death Valley.
Yeah.
Texas said Peter Woods sings and plays guitar. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think he's a man for all seasons. They are jacked up. Now, here's the other thing, Ramona. You were saying something before I came on about some little issue you had. I'm just going to tell you, because this is just... this has gotten so ridiculous. Two things, like road pet peeves. One is, some caller said this to us some time ago. I don't get the every idiot at night with the high beams. I do not.
Oh, I remember that. I don't know who it was.
Oh, he was 100% right. People are just rude. I've had it with that. I've had it with that. And what I've really had it with, Ramona, is the people who just park at green lights. And three consecutive lights on my way here. The third one, Ramona, the one that crosses the railroad tracks. So in other words, you have to go at that light.
Oh, no.
Right. You have to
go. Not the tracks.
Right. Three consecutive lights, the first car does not move. And the third one, I'm sitting there behind these idiots in this car, and they're not, this car is not moving at all. And, you know, I give you like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's like one count. You get a count. It's like
a chance.
One, right. You get a chance after that. So I'm having a little road rage moment there, Rona. It's because it's three straight lights, and I'm making all sorts of hand gestures and everything else, and I'm pounding on the horn, and all of it. Yeah, and then I look at the license plate, Ramona, and I'm wondering if I just cussed out the Quackenbush family, because the license plate is Indiana, and then it turns in here like it's going into the radio station, but it went straight. So I'm thinking to myself,
oh no.
Yeah, I don't think the Quackenbushes know those. Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know the Quackenbushes know those words I just used.
They probably don't.
No. And that's what I was actually starting to think. I was thinking, oh my they God, are they to coming visit to visit Quack?
Yeah, and they're going to go, man, I just had a terrible experience in traffic with that guy right there.
That's right. With that guy right there, exactly. What was your little issue?
I have a thing. I know I tell everybody to use their blinker. I'm always telling use your blinker, and I'm proud of you that you're using your blinker. But you have to use your blinker before you're in the middle of turning. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
I have to know before you're right. Doing the turn
right, it doesn't
that you're turning, please.
Brooke, the mail lady says, the first light you get 10 seconds. After that, I lay on my horn, !! If you flip me because you got mad because you weren't paying attention, I will give you the howdy doody welcome right back. Exactly.
10 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, it's way too long.
That's way too long.
There's no 10
you
seconds.
You should be ready to go. Yeah, 10 seconds. Yeah.
I have like a 2-second rule.
Two.
Yeah, and that's only like the first one. The third one, Indiana car, and you know who you are. You're completely gone. Brooke said, okay, let me say, I do this on my personal car, not the mail truck.
Oh, yeah, we don't want...
Yeah, Brooke's trying to walk that back already,
Ramona.
She
walks back a lot of stuff, she
says.
Yeah,
she does walk back a lot of stuff. You can 100% bet she does it in the mail truck.
She forgets that we say what she says.
Yeah.
And then goes, oh, no, it sounds bad coming out of y'all's mouth.
That's exactly right. Texture says 3-second stops. That's about good. You get like a count, a second count, and then you go. I just don't get. You know, what are these people going to do, Ramona, when the law changes statewide and you can't be on your phone?
When is that happening? I'm living for that day. When is that?
It's soon, but they're not going to enforce it until next February.
They can give everybody a warning.
I guess so.
To get them used to it.
I guess so. Yeah.
I can't wait for that day.
They're trying to prepare you for it. You know, in all honesty, look, I use my phone driving sometimes. I don't ever text on it. First of all, I don't text on it. Period. Stop door driving. I don't text on it. Period. Stop.
I can attest to that.
Right. Stop
no
door
texting.
Driving. No text zone. And I just don't do it. All right.
Voicemail.
Yeah. And my hands are not meant for texting on these little phones. I just don't do it. So, other than that, there are times that I communicate with you. I'm driving. I'm on the phone for like 2 seconds, but I fully acknowledge that nobody should be talking on the phone while driving. You just shouldn't. You shouldn't be talking on the phone. And these people who walk around with their faces glued to their phone, so much so that they have all day, and when the light turns green, they just friggin' sit there, like nobody else has anything to do. You know?
The car is to get somewhere.
Texter said 5 Mississippi Rush, just like when we were kids playing backyard ball. That's Trey from Greenville. That's hysterical. That's true. We had the Mississippi rules. That's true. One Mississippi. It was different Mississippis, but yeah, you had to count before you rushed. It was one Mississippi. But
a Jeep bind, but, just go.
Yeah, but if you were on defense and you were rushing, you were like this. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. You had a way of shortening Mississippi.
Yes.
Every Mississippi was not the same. But Trey's 100% right. Dex said it goes into law September 1st while I'm driving. Yeah, but the good thing is they can't write a ticket on it until February. That's
okay. They'll probably be giving out warnings.
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, they can stop you, give out a warning, and then get you for something else.
Well, if you're on your phone, then too bad.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it just gets worse all the time. These people at the lights, and again, you can't have it down here, Ramona. As you know, the railroad track lights, you can't have a squatter. No squatters. No squatters.
That's hilarious.
At the railroad track lights. You just can't have any of that. No, no.
You have to get over that track.
Right, right. Man, I'll tell you what. When I was younger, I had vehicles. I would have just pushed you.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no. I was. What does it say? Texas said, I give him 1 second. Then I blow the horn, even if I'm third or fourth in line. See? That's right. That's right. Yes.
So you could be...
Yeah, it doesn't matter your place in line. You know, the first person screwing you all up. That includes if you're the fifth person.
It's even worse if you're
the fifth person, because if you're the idiot up front stopping traffic at the light, well, then you're definitely screwing over the fifth person.
Yeah, but if you're honking, the person right in front of you thinks... I can't do anything about it.
Not unless they're
in front of
me. Well, they should be honking too.
Ah.
Yes, it should be honk fest against the squatter.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, they should all be honking. Texted putting the road rage in road rage. That's true. 940 says, did the driver have his leg stuck out the window? No. But you know what I have noticed? I've said this before. I noticed more co-eds who are stopped at lights. And they sit with their leg under them. It's like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They sit with their leg, like, under their A. And
what if they hit
something?
I don't know. They just flop out and underneath the dash.
I don't know.
They wouldn't be able to get them out.
And you want to know the real evil part, Ramona, about me? When I see these people, who are driving with their foot out the window, or they're passengers and they have, you know, their two legs out the window.
I've seen that, yeah.
Is it wrong to say I'm rooting for telephone poles?
No.
Or mailboxes?
No.
Is it wrong?
No, because absolutely not.
Because I'm afraid I am.
It's okay.
What was that movie was a movie that happened then? It was one of those B horror movies. Actually, it wasn't that much of a B horror movie. It was more like an A horror movie. What was the name of that movie where the I think it was a girl who lost her head. She had her head out the window and the
horror guy, the monster, got her head?
No. She hit like a pole.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hereditary. Yeah, Hereditary. I got multiple people saying, yeah, Hereditary.
Everybody remembers that.
Yes,
huh?
Hereditary.
I saw a guy get stretched by two semis in a horror movie. That was...
I don't know about that.
That was horrible.
Texas said, I'm a truck driver. Heads up. I'm hearing that the HP will stop issuing warning tickets beginning the first of the year. Judges are saying the decision should not be left up to the troopers. Well, I don't know. I mean, I heard that I've heard on the news that it won't be enforced until February 1st. So I don't know. Regardless, it's coming. So, you know, you may as well just start preparing yourself now. That's the way it is. All right. The rest of the day is football. We're going to get right into the You Pick 'em contest. And we have a game coming up. Believe it or not, Ramona, we are going to be able to watch a little football today during the show. We have South Florida and Boise State coming up. We're going to talk about that game and why South Florida is an easy pick in that contest, because they are. So I'll be off to one and I'll start. You know, basically I lead this thing every year for almost all year, and then sometimes I gift it away at the end. I'm going to try not to do that this year. I am calling my shot right now, okay? So we shall see. Now, Ramona is the like the chief competition. And then Ben Milstead's competition.
Are you looking at him now?
No. Ben is wise. Ben is wise in the way he approaches his selections.
Oh, I noticed you didn't say that about me.
You're unique.
Yeah, but I win the thing.
Well, you have won the thing, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you have won the thing. Because you changed your strategy and you basically just started Well, you started listening to the show.
No, I wanted before that.
And you went with...
Two ways to win.
Oh, yeah.
But I won before that. Two ways to win. I didn't come up with that great strategy till this year.
Dexter said, I'm at a red light right now with a lady with her foot out the window and a dog in her lap. If she doesn't move, I'm leaning on the horn.
See, I'd be afraid something would happen to the dog if I had a fender bender, that the dog would get hurt. Why would you want to do that to your dog?
I don't know, man.
Leave your dog at home.
I see people do all sorts of stuff with dogs in terms of vehicles, and I don't like...
Especially the little one. He could get caught underneath there.
Yeah. Tess says Walt choosing violence right out of the gate. Well, you know, we're to the point.
We're all about violence.
Yeah, and we're to the point where we're left with no choice. Let's be honest. We're left with...
That's right. We're having to come over those tracks.
Right. Listen, there are a whole bunch of people out there who are in desperate need of attitude adjustments, and most of them are at lights. That's a problem. All right, we're going to get right into the You Pick'em games, because that's mainly what I want to talk about today. I mainly want to talk about games and breakdowns and all that stuff, and we'll do that. We'll continue, of course, to talk about Clemson LSU. I made another underdog play tonight. It was all Clemson-centric. It would have been all Clemson, except I had to pick one player from another team. But all that $700-something dollars I won, Ramon, it's all been reinvested. So we'll see how all that plays out. I made a Clemson underdog pick today, in which I chose four Clemson players' numbers. I'll be telling you about this during the day. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, get on in. Let's friggin' go. Coach, Clemson is jacked up. Clemson has already come to life. It's alive. There is a big game coming. Big game coming. Let's friggin' go. Lines have been jammed for like 2 weeks. Let's light them up. Let's go. Make your calls. Make your calls. I don't care. Look, I don't want to hear you on Monday tell me, Walt, I knew this was going to happen. Walt, I told my grandmother. Walt, I told people at the cooler. No one cares, all right? You have to say it here or it didn't happen. That's how it works. You know the rules. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass Management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Your utility company could put money back in your pocket when you upgrade your heating and air. With Duke Energy, you could get over $2,000 in rebates on a dual fuel system. Add federal tax credits ending December 31st, and that's serious savings. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air for a free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor, and get a free bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce. Upgrade to Armstrong Air today, quality comfort you can count on. Visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Mail, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day, with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Harrison's is the home of Work Western and WOW! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to WOW on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to WOW any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe connection is just the beginning. You've helped us build something powerful, and now we want to take you beyond. Upgrade to 1 gig and get 6 months for $65 a month. No contract, no catch. It's the next step in your journey to gig and beyond. Faster speeds, stronger service, a future built right here at home.
Take the leap to gig and beyond at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber. Together, we're building a stronger connection.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Get ready for a pre-game Friday on Out of Bounds. You are not going to want to miss what we have in store for you on Friday's show. Tons of Clemson LSU talk. Your opportunity to call your shot. Can't wait to hear what you think about the game coming up. All the games this weekend, we're talking Thursday games. We're going to recap those. Man, we got games all the way through Monday, for crying out loud. Get ready for a long football weekend with us on Out of Bounds. 654 Roar to join us. Don't miss it.
Your fantasy draft is here. The Smack Talk is starting, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
I'm loving the ZZ Top. Let's go with the ZZ Top today. I love that.
Sounds good.
Jim wrote me run on Twitter, and he's talking about getting in today, and he wants to get in the conversation and such. And I didn't recognize Jim. Sometimes I'll click on the profile. Listen to this profile, Ramona. Jim's profile says, retired. I'm not going to be able to read the actual word he wrote here, but it says, retired, comma, grandpa to 4 crap heads.
Yeah, like his grandkids.
Bleed orange. Etc. Yeah. Grandpa to four crap heads. That's new to me.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's what I was laughing at during the break when I saw that. Clark and Bassmaster Wesley. Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how you doing today?
Good, Clark. Good to have you.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, there's nothing worse than going through a parking lot in like Lowe's or Home Depot or Walmart somewhere, a grocery store, and somebody's parked in the fire lane and you can't get by.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Or yeah. In front of the convenience store, parked right in front of the door.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can yell at those people, Mona, because I might have been one of those people before.
All right, you can't do that now. Yeah, we're headed down to the beach this weekend. We're going to Surfside, and we do it every Labor Day. So hopefully I won't get a DUI on the golf cart this weekend. So.
Wait a minute. Clark, are you telling me you've had a DUI on a golf cart before?
I said, I hope I don't. But I usually have a designated driver.
Is that possible?
Though.
You have a designated driver for the golf cart?
Well, of course, Walt. It's a four-day party.
He's walking it back.
Once I start drinking my Jim Beam.
He's doing Brooke the mailwoman thing.
It's on, man. Yeah. I have my Clemson cowboy hat on and my cigar. And, yeah, we'll be having fun. But anyway, I'm excited about the game. And I think, you know, I was talking to everybody yesterday about Klubnik. And I remember you saying a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, when how long it took Kenny Pickett to mature.
Yeah.
It was like his fourth or fifth year, right?
Right.
I think that's what's happened to Klubnik.
Yeah, no question. And look, it was also the pieces around him needed to get better. You know, if the pieces around him didn't get better, he'd still be struggling. You know, that quarterbacks are reliant on these other elements. And if you don't have them, I mean, there's only one guy really, maybe two in the history of the game who've ever been able to make everybody better. And one of them was Brady and the other was Otto Graham. So, you know, other than that, you need people around you. And so that's a part of it. And Cade has that now too. So,
who will be the? I'm gonna ask you this question. I'm gonna give you my prediction. Who will be the star of the game on defense?
That's a good question.
I think Sammy Brown.
Yeah, I think there are three or four candidates. I think Woods and Brown are candidates, and I think Peter Woods and Parker are candidates. I would say that those are your candidates for star of the game defensively. I've got to think about that a little bit.
I'm going to go with 28-20, maybe 30-24, or something like that, Clemson.
Damn.
And I think the crowd really gets into it, and I think the crowd will affect that offensive line for LSU.
Yep.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. It's a good job, Clark. Go get drunk on the golf cart. Bassmaster Wesley. Wesley, how are you, Wesley? Good to have you.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Walt? How you doing today?
Good, Wesley. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Praise God. Clemson football is back, man.
Yeah, let's go.
I want to give just a quick shout-out to my buddy Doug Lee. I know he's listening. He's not missed a home game or too many away games for since 1973.
Wow.
So I know he's listening right
that's
now.
That's absolutely awesome. Hey,
biggest fan I know.
That's awesome.
Well, I want to ask you two questions, kind of get your take on them, see what you think.
First, Wesley, I got to ask you. Maybe I've asked this of you before. I don't remember. But have you won a Bassmaster contest?
Well, I've never won like an official Bassmaster, you know, one of the big ones that put you in the paper or anything. I've done pretty good. You know, I actually went to college on a scholarship to do that.
How about that?
Yeah, it was awesome. And that was back when I was even more ignorant and dumb, and I squandered it away. But actually, I'm going back to get my bachelor's this year.
That's absolutely awesome, Wesley. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
What would your tips be for the novice bass fisherman or woman?
Yeah, you know what? I know this is going to sound funny. This is going to sound ridiculous, but throw near things. Throw close to stuff. If there's a laid down tree,
cover. Yeah.
A bass is gonna ambush out of that tree. So throw near that tree. Everybody always wants to stand on the bank and throw way out in the middle.
Yeah.
Throw next to stuff. Yep. You know.
Yep. Good advice.
You shouldn't have said that. Now they're all gonna do it.
Good advice. Yeah. All right, Wesley. I know that's not what you called. So go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I just got two questions. You know, I listen as much as I can, and so if you've already talked about this ad nauseum, I'm sorry if I've missed it.
No, you're good.
So, Sammy Brown, it seemed like last year, I thought every time he was on the field, he did excellent. I thought he played really, really well. But the problem is, and of course, I'm not a coach at Clemson, but I felt like they took him out a lot. I pulled up the stats for our defense last year, and just to compare it, Wade Woodhouse, I'm looking at it right now, Wade Woodhouse took 707 snaps, or was on the field for 707 snaps, whereas Sammy Brown was only on the field 444.
Yep.
And Wade Woodhouse only had two more tackles than Sammy Brown did all last year. Do you know if he'll play more this year? If they'll rely on him some more this year? Like, what is his role going to be, kind of on the team? You know. This year, and how do you think that will impact the game on Saturday?
Yeah, so
specifically Sammy Brown.
Yeah, a couple things. I think, you know, Wade played a good portion of the end of the season hurt, and I don't think that helped his numbers or his situation. As far as Sammy's concerned, look, I know he made some youthful mistakes. I knew he would. But I still thought going into the season that he was going to be one of Clemson's five or six best players. And I put him on my preseason top 10 list, and I was disappointed he didn't play more. Now, what they would tell you at the time is that he had some issues in coverage, which he did. He had some issues in coverage. It's not because of a lack of athleticism. It's because of a lack of experience. Plus, Sammy Brown is a game wrecker. He wants to play moving forward, and I think you want him to play moving forward whenever possible. Because, you know, he excelled in tackles for loss last year, and I think that's where he truly is going to excel again this year. I mean, I think dude is a game wrecker, and I think he needs to be on the field like you. So I would expect his snap counts, as long as he's healthy, to go way, way up. I think you are looking at, and I've thought this ever before he came here, I think you are looking at one of the greatest linebackers in Clemson football history. And the runaround block guys that have been here in recent years, and those are guys like Trotter and Carter. I'm sorry, that's just the reality of it. They're gone, and that's not who Woodhouse is, and it's definitely not who Sammy Brown is. So I think Clemson is going to be a much more physical football team against the run this year, and I think Brown is going to be a big part of that. And if I'm right, and he stays healthy, and does the things I think he's going to do, I think he's going to go down as one of the two or three greatest linebackers, maybe even the greatest linebacker in Clemson football history before all said and done.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think they'll rely on him a lot more this year, and I'm hoping to see him get a few tackles for losses on Saturday night.
Yep.
I think his pressure on Nussmeier, you know, coming through the line, I think, maybe even cause some turnovers for us.
Think about this. If that offensive line is going to struggle, as a lot of reports have indicated in LSU's camp, if that offensive line is going to struggle here on the road, hostile environment, snap count issues versus Clemson's defensive front, well, Tom Allen's going to bring some extra guys. And if they struggle with the blocking the guys who are head up on them, they're going to have a lot of trouble handling the Sammy Browns of the world, you know, and getting to the second level and that type of stuff. I good luck to them. I think they're going to need it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. And then my second thing, last year, I again, especially early towards the season, I felt like there was a lot of kind of dump passes on offense, right? Cade throwing to Phil Maffa, throwing to whoever, just like these little passes, and they weren't going for big yardage. And then as you know, your observation may be different than mine, but I felt like as the season progressed and Cade started to really come into his own that last half of the season, he started to spread the field more and his vision got better. And I think we saw less and less of those plays. Do you think this year with, you know, obviously Phil Maffa being gone, and I'm glad to have Adam Randall here that he's doing great and everything. But do you see that kind of small ball coming into play on Saturday night, or do you think they're going to be mainly focused on big yardage plays? What do you think about that?
I actually think that you're going to get a lot of short, quick throws early, because I think they're going to use this to diagnose what LSU is doing. As a part of that, I think they're going to try and attack Perkins, particularly if LSU wants to use Perkins in coverage. I think he's Waldo, if that's what they do. I think you're going to see Clemson in four wide receiver sets early, and I think they're going to attack. Now, as a part of that, you know, again, if they see Perkins lined up in the slot, for example, Clemson's going right after him. You know, Clemson can praise him all they want, and he has – in some ways, he's an elite player. In other ways, LSU has not found a place to play him, and they still haven't, to my way of thinking. So I think he's going to be the guy Clemson looks to target early. You know, you don't realize Clemson's basically an air raid philosophy. And I think they're going to look to target him early. Now, if he lines up more as a pass rusher, I think Clemson's still going to try and exploit him with RPOs, et cetera. And then as the game goes on, I think you're going to see Clemson start to attack more vertically. And I think you're going to see you know, a lot of those air raid concepts come into play. And as they move the ball further downfield, as they stretch the field more, I think you're going to see that as the game goes on.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to the game Saturday night, man. Thank you for taking my
thank
call.
Thank you, Wesley.
Your favorite player last year and mine on the Clemson basketball team, Victor Locken. I can't believe he didn't go. I can't believe he didn't get drafted. But we got plenty of time to talk about basketball. We're playing football this weekend.
That's
so,
right.
But I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Wesley. Great speaking with you. Great job. You know, I really think this. I don't think you're getting conservative Clemson in this game. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. I think you're getting full-blown air raid Clemson. I think Clemson is coming out and throwing the football. I think that's the plan, and I think that's what you're going to see. And I think you'll see it right from the beginning, and then as the game goes on, I think you'll start to see them stretch the field more. But I think early on, you're going to get quick Cade Klubnik throws. He's going to get a lot of guys involved, but I fully believe that that they are going to look to attack Perkins. I think that's what they're going to do. And particularly if LSU puts him in any situation where he's in coverage. You know, LSU's going to mix it up between zone and man. I think they're going to be fairly easy to diagnose. I also think they have a nickel problem. I think they have a nickel problem. I mean, I think they go right now 2.5 corners deep, maybe 3 if you count Pickett, but that's the dilemma in defending Clemson right now, because Clemson can put 4 hyper-talented receivers on the field, and you don't have to go to wide receiver 1 or 2. But I'm going to tell you right now, I made a Clemson underdog play that is all based on Clemson coming out and throwing the football, and I think that's what you're going to see. I'll tell you who that play was on the other side. Quick break.
The countdown is on. 2 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD Weight Loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com. Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions, to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Hey Clemson fans, this summer turn up the style and turn down the heat at Tiger Sports Shop. Whether you're chasing the sun or staying in the shade, we've got lightweight looks from Nike and Lululemon to keep you cool. Don't miss out on our sizzling summer savings. It's the coolest way to celebrate your Clemson pride. Football season is coming fast, so get your gear and be ready to cheer. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. Where summer style beats Tiger spirit.
Your fantasy draft is here. The Smack Talk is starting, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Great news for you NBA fans. I mean, some terrific news. Absolutely awesome news. Shelly sent me this. Makes my day. I'm shocked, but thank God for this. Breaking. ESPN is demoting Doris Burke. ABC ESPN has demoted Hall of Famer Doris Burke from its NBA Finals team and promoted longtime network commentator Tim Legler to its number one team. Sources briefed on the decision told The Athletic. Legler will pair with longtime lead play-by-play Mike Breen and Richard Jefferson on the Finals. Thank God! Thank God! Doris Burke is frigging hideous. And she doesn't talk. She has no pulse. She's just absolutely useless. She helped burn the Finals down. And now the part I don't get is I don't get why you don't get rid of stinking Richard Jefferson, too, because he sucks out loud. I mean, Richard Jefferson.
I know who these people are now.
Right. Doris Burke, Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson combined to ruin the NBA Finals. I mean, the product was great. The NBA players are great. The part that wasn't great were those two. They were equally awful. Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson were both terrible. So I don't know why you need Richard Jefferson. First of all, Mike Breen talks a lot. All right, so you don't need two other voices. I don't get the why don't you make it five? You know, why don't you make it five? Make it eight. I don't get it. I don't know why you need three. All right, I'm not sure why. But the thing is, Richard Jefferson and Doris Burke are both white rice vanilla. They don't they offer nothing. The insight sucks. The juice sucks. They're just both flatliners, absolute flatliners. You know, look, if you're going to put two other people there with Breen, you want them to debate a little bit. You want to have some back and forth. You know, there were times last year that Breen was talking for like 5 minutes. You didn't know there was anybody with Breen. I mean, Doris Burke would go like 5 minutes without saying a word. Now, part of that was...
That's probably a good thing they got rid of her.
Well, part of that was, you had too many mouths to feed. And neither Richard Jefferson nor Doris Burke were particularly anxious to fill the airtime. They were both terrible. I mean, I loved the play, the basketball, but I hated them. I despised... I thought they were just a complete drag on the system. So I'm 100% for getting rid of Doris Burke. I'm 100% for adding Tim Legler. Tim Legler at least knows the game, and he communicates. And you know, look, when he was a little white rice-ish when he started out too. But he's grown up a little bit. He's got a little bit more edge to him than he did back in the day. I hope he brings that to the air. I hope he brings that to the air. But Richard Jefferson, man, I'd get rid of him too. I would absolutely blank crap can both Burke and Richard Jefferson. So I'm thrilled to know that. I think NBA fans all over are celebrating that Doris Burke is gone. Ding dong, the witch is dead. I think, and by the way, I want the other witch to be dead too. I want the Richard Jefferson bad witch to be dead too. Kill him too. Get rid of both.
Well, they need to get another guy. Who do they get?
They got Tim Legler. You got Mike Breen, who's the play-by-play guy, and they're adding Tim Legler. That's fine too.
So they would have, if they hadn't got rid of her, they would have had three people to help him.
Yes. Well, I don't think they would have done that, but
so now they have two people to help.
Right.
The main guy.
You have two color guys.
Two is too many. Just have one color
guy. Right. Exactly. Especially if one of them's dead weight. Richard Jefferson's dead weight. He's dead weight. He's terrible. I mean, he's awful. He's god awful. And Doris Burke was god awful. The two of them were hideous. So I'm so glad that Doris Burke is gone.
Maybe he'll see. Like, he'll go, whoa. Maybe I should talk more.
Yeah. You know, you get these ridiculous texts. Text here 395. College football tonight, and you're talking NBA announcers. We talk more college football than anybody else on earth. So shut that blank up. Good grief. Since February 1st, 4 hours a day, I give you college football. And it's going to be all college football today. This show ends at 7, in case you're interested. So this is a news item. Whether you get it or not, I'm sorry to inconvenience you with a breaking NBA news story that's taken us 5 minutes to cover. Oh, my God. Texas says, love Tim Legler. He's an educator of the game. Great move by ESPN. Exactly. Jason Columbia says, Legler will at least rip LeBron and Fatboy for the lack of defense in the playoffs. True. That's true. So, listen. And oh, by the way, I'm getting all sorts of texts on this. Thank goodness. Can they demote Mark Jones next? Dexter said she's awful. So it appears that like all the texters are all over this, except that, you know, one texter can't be bothered hearing 5 minutes of NBA news. Dexter said she's awful. LeBron, you had a great first half. What are you going to do different in the second? Probably the same thing, you idiot. Dexter said, tell him, Walt. You can get in, 654-7627. Your text said, your response to that guy complaining and me crying, laughing a lot. I'm trying to text and drive. It's so ridiculous. But, hey, let's get to the phones. It's Tario Chad and my man Trey. Tario Chad. Chad, good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good, Chad.
Hey, I was, like, leaning in East Carolina, but I heard my man Clark bring up some good points about, you know, don't let the bowl game fool you from last year, right, with all the opt-outs, blah, blah, blah. Bowl game is nothing like a regular season.
Look, I don't buy any of that. And I love Clark, but I don't buy any of that. Bowl games matter. They matter. They matter to all those kids. You get a few opt-outs, so what? I mean, bowl games matter. And I watch them all, and I see the intensity with which those games are played. So I certainly don't discount bowl games. What I discount is I don't think East Carolina is the same team they were when they played NC State. I mean, their best wide receiver, Soul, doesn't play for them anymore.
Yeah. I know the line has moved from like 11 to 14, so it feels like it's NC State regardless of the line.
Yeah, I like NC State.
What about the Boise State South Florida game? And line's moving, it's down to like 5, I think, now.
Yeah, I like South Florida. I mean, I think South Florida has a great chance to upset Boise State. I think that there's no doubt in my mind they cover. I guess if you're looking for negatives on South Florida, you go back to the start of last year where they got sort of blown out of some games, and I think you go back to that. And if you want to sort of find the flaws in them. But Byron Brown is back and healthy. He's going to be the best football player on the field. I took him to go over his rushing yards with an underdog higher, which was like 50. I think it's 53 now.
That's the quarterback, right?
Yes. Brown is an insane athlete. He has absolute NFL potential as a quarterback. He has an elite arm. And he's a terrific runner. I think he gives them some juice, and I think Alex Golish's team is going to play much better this year. There's no Ashton Gentee for Boise State. I don't think you can look at anything Boise State did last year and say that translates to this year, because they had Ashton Gentee. So the focus of every single the focus of every single opponent was Ashton Gentee, and so I think when you look at what Boise State did in the passing game, et cetera, yeah, because they had him. Now they don't. And, you know, they're traveling a long way to go play a game in
at 5:30.
Right, in heat and humidity. And And I think this game is almost guaranteed to be close at the very least. I mean, I won't be shocked if Boise State finds a way to win, but I think if they do, it might be like 37-34, something like that.
So you think it's going to be a high scoring this type game?
Well, weather dependent. I mean, I've heard some bad weather. If the weather's bad, then that'll keep the scoring down. So that's the thing to watch. So I would not play that. I would not.
Didn't South Florida almost beat Bama last year, the year before in South Florida?
It was a couple of years ago, but you know, South Florida's been all over the board in terms of their history. I mean, when Leavitt was coaching there, they were pretty good. By the way, I saw the other day that he got arrested.
I saw that. 67 years old yes, I did see that.
Yeah, it was something about
in Ellis County.
Right, like a domestic kind of deal. You know, remember, the reason he got excommunicated to begin with is he hit a player, allegedly.
I mean, it's not anything to laugh about, but on the domestic side, but got it. All right, well, I think you and I are lying. I just, the NC State thing was at first my knee-jerk reaction, but then I started thinking about everything. Feel sorry for John Hite tonight at 7 o'clock.
I think so. I don't think it's gonna go well. NC State is very revenge minded. You know, Dave Doran publicly brought this up, and so I think they're very, very revenge minded, and I think they have the pieces to enact the revenge tonight. I'm not sure that this isn't a complete blowout. We'll see. I East Carolina does hate NC State, and usually that's good for something. I thought about that at one point in this process, but eventually I evolved to NC State.
Gotcha.
Which I think it's going to be the right side.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Chad. Yeah, I think you're looking at 31-14, 34-14, something like that. We'll take a quick break. Dre and Andrew, come right to you.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event?